Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now on the telephone to... No, not on the telephone at the moment. Let's go ahead and look at some agricultural information for you. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says he is not certain that House Republicans have the votes to pass a bill that would cut food stamp spending by $40 billion over 10 years. The office of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, a Republican from Virginia, announced late last Friday that he has scheduled the bill for the latter portion of this week. The legislation language has not been released, and neither has the Congressional Budget Office cost projection. This morning, yesterday afternoon, USDA released its latest crop progress numbers for the week ending September 15th. The numbers look like this. 22% of corn is rated mature versus 9% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 41%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 53%. That's down 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 29%, poor, 12%, and very poor comes in at 6%. Soybeans dropping leaves, 26% versus 11% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 35%. Soybean conditions look like this. Good to excellent, 50%. That's down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 32%, poor, 13%, and very poor is 5%. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like there was a lot of confusion this morning over the FSA numbers when they first came out. The market appeared to pop up and given back most of the gain. Could you help us to decipher what the FSA numbers mean relative to potentially what USDA may do with harvested acres?
Well, that is the big question. They were very confusing, Dave, and I think we actually even saw just a little initial pop, then we saw a little sell-off the first few minutes they're out, and then we rallied up, and then when the floor opened up, they sold off again. The FSA this morning pegged corn prevented planting to 3.57 acres and the soybeans at 1.69 million acres, but they put the certified planted acres at 91.4 and the soybean acres at 74.7, which part of these prevented planted acres were come out in the August report as being prevented plant. Now, it's the failed acres, I think, is the one that still seems to be the big question mark out there for us. And after we had the saw the rain showers develop over central Iowa, and with only 43% of the state's crop turning color as of Sunday, they're figuring that that rain can help the soybeans out there, and they took some of the premium back out of the soybeans.
So at the end of the day, when we dust it all off and we take a big sigh, where are we going to be?
I think that we are still looking at the possibility of the, you know, the bean acres being down, you know, as we look at it that way. So, I mean, you know, that does have a lot of people in the world looking at saying we could actually see a retest of $14 in the beans. Because of the way that the crop looks with the crop conditions and because of the more preventive planting, they were talking about 800,000 actually come in double the preventive planting of what some thought it might end up being. So it wasn't as much of an increase as some like, but yet it was a bigger number than a lot we're looking for.
I guess the indication of where we will stand for the next several weeks is to see if that gap on the November chart gets filled or not.
Yes, whether it goes fills the one above it or the one down below it, Dave, and that's going to be the question. And I think that how the yields turn out here in the next couple weeks is going to tell us a whole lot on which side that happens on, because we're seeing in our early beans, we're seeing some tremendous yields over here. But if you remember, I've said we've been the garden spot all spring and summer. And, you know, we're seeing some pretty good yields, upper 50s to lower 60s, you know, in all of our early beans. But we're going to wonder if that's going to hold up when we get into the little longer season beans.
How about the corn crop? It is, you don't need the reminder, but you get the reminder every week. It is behind in the mature stage. Is it going to catch up with us eventually, do you think?
I think our corn crop is a very good crop this year. You know, especially as we look around here, we're hearing better than expected yields considerably from everybody that's doing anything. We are seeing the moisture stay high. Most everybody is 25 to 35 that we're hearing harvesting corn. And it's going to be a slower harvest because the dryers aren't going to be able to keep up on this corn until we can get another couple weeks of drying down. But the number of acres and the yield seems to be telling us we're going to have plenty of corn.
So what will producers, what are you recommending that producers with storage do?
Well, I think that basically we want to take a look here, and there is carry in this corn market, Dave. So, you know, if they want to price something, we want to price it on out, and we do want to take care of our storage.
And you think that a lot of the soybeans, if there are any in those pods, will just go right to market off the combine?
Well, as long as we stay at an inverse and we aren't paying for storage there, you know, as we look here, the November beans like right now are trading at $13.39. The January beans are trading at $13.39. Mm-hmm. Why would you store?
So what are some of the marketing strategies as we move into the October WASD that you're thinking about?
Well, I think that, you know, a pop in the corn market is probably, everybody's looking for a pop in this corn market to make a few more sales, try to get something locked in for out and put it in your bin and keep it there and collect your carry. And as far as the beans, I think we're going to see when in your area you can get there and if there is still a premium to sell this new the new crop right out of the field. We'll be looking at opportunities if we do get back towards that $14 mark of locking in some more beans.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red December wheat, 692 up 2.25. March is 698.25 up 2.25. December soft wheat at 642 up 3/4. March 652.25 up 1/4. December corn is 457.5 up 1. July 484.25 up 1/2. November soybeans 1338 down 10.5, now 10.25. July 1284.75 down 4. October soybean meal 428.50 down 270. October soybean oil 41.85 down 28. October live cattle 124.85 down 70. And October lean hogs are 91.50. They are down 62.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.